Okay, so first let's just...
Are you on the old source sheet?
Yeah, first we're on the old source sheet. So, everyone have the old source sheet? Last week's? Yep.
How does that start?
Near Shabbatala. So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, so very briefly, we saw that there is this, right, Arsugya discusses, there were some last week's first. Well, here.
Number 11.
We're just doing the halacha lemaisa. So the Gemara here had talked about the possible problems that come up when you make the incense on Yontif. The Gemara doesn't bring up the problem of Havara. It brings up the problem of Mechaba. It brings the problem of extinguishing rather than lighting the flame. So this leads to a discussion in Tosfos based on the Yerushalmi about whether Havara is mutar or not on Yontif and under what circumstances. The Yerushalmi has this line that has a machlokes about what's called a ner shel batala. Right? Can you light a ner shel batala on Yom Tov? One position says yes, one position says no, and the Yerushalmi's conclusion is it's not mutar and it's not asur. So we saw a range of positions last week. Some positions felt that there were two things we saw last week. One was, is this a unique machlokas or is it a mitoch machlokas? So some Rishonim thought that this was just the same machlokas as mitoch, and the one who says it's forbidden says that we don't hold the mitoch. The one who says it's permitted thinks we do hold the mitoch. Other people say, no, this has nothing to do with mitoch. This is unique. There's a xeris hakasuv that havara is unique. Or, as Tosfos said, it's unique because it's lav yatzas, and the machlokas is whether lav yatzas or lachalik yatzas, is havara really a malacha or just in isur lav on Shabbos, and therefore on Yontif it'll be mutter. And that mostly led to a machlokas. In the postgim, when we say that an Yerusha Batala is whatever, is mutter, is it asur, what are we talking about? So, lahalacha, some Rishonim really say, yeah, you can light something for no reason whatsoever. Some say, no, you can light it for reasons that aren't quite ochel nefesh, but you need a justification. Some say you need a justification which is lower than you would need by other malachot, but you still need a justification of some sort. And some say, no, this is the, right, you don't need anything at all. And all I want to see this week is just the how this shakes out lahalacha. So you look at 11. Shulchan Aruch says, Ner shel batala, dahinu shenu tzarech lo, asur ladliko. If it's totally livatala, you can't light it. Aval shel beis haknesses, lo chashiv shel batala, umutr ladliko, afilu biyom tov sheni achar mincha. But in shul, where it's for honor, so even though you're allowed to light it, even if it's, even if it's after mincha, it's, you know, on yom tov sheni, it's towards the end. Now we saw the Rajba rejects this. The Rajba is the most extreme. Or at least in his suffix, and says that no, lighting a candle is like anything else, and therefore for shul is not for food, and therefore it's usher. But Rov of the Rishonim took one of the other interpretations, and Shulchan Aruch is staking out this middle position, that ner shel batala, meaning totally levatala, for no reason is usher. We accept one of those middle positions, that lighting a fire is a quasi-malacha, that is more mutter than other malachot, and therefore doesn't need an actual ochel nefesh justification, but it does need a justification of some sort, and that's why you're allowed to light it in shul, but not for no reason at all. So that's, right, so Shulchan Aruch ends up staking out that middle position. Now, in terms of fixing the wicks, so if you want to light it today, that's fine. If not, then you're preparing for after Yom Tov. The Taz says Rashal causes Afilu Beiso Madlik Lechvod Yom Tov Afilu Kvar Beirach Al Aner Shal Yom Tov Lo Mikri Beteila and Can Ose Kedei Laharos Oshro. The Taz takes it a little bit farther. Right, Shulchan Aruch tells you that it's mutter to light it for Kavod of Beis HaKnesses, which might be better. It might be worse. It might be better. But it seems like for many Yeruchim, it's better because there's some sort of mitzvah involved. The Taz makes it clear that he also stakes out this middle position. Marshall stakes out this middle position and says, yeah, you can't do it for no reason at all. Now, he calls lighting candles to show your wealth no reason at all, right? Because candles used to be expensive. So if you just lit extra candles, that was just, that was the equivalent of having fancy chandeliers in every room in your house. That, he says, is levatala. But if you want it l'chvod yom tov, right? So you want it for ambiance. So ambiance, he says, is a purpose. Showing off is not a purpose. That's where he draws the line. But again, he's taking out that middle position. Taz himself says, the Taz also is willing to accept a middle position, right? That it's not mutter for no reason at all, But he's even more expansive than the Marshal and says, no, showing off is also a reason. People love showing off. That's fine. Because of the reason is mutter in shul because there's a mitzvah always to have candle going in shul, right? The Ner Tamid. The Primagadim says, what's another thing which might be in this middle category, or maybe mutter according to everybody, says if you light the candle so that you can smoke. Right? In his time, in Madlik, Shorza Lahavir Tutin, Tabak. Again, that's a middle position. But he said that's a need. You know, so it's a need. It's butter.
Be no gay again today, like with marijuana.
And we've. Yes, exactly.
When did the Prima Garden live?
The Prima Garden in the, what, 1700s? Yeah, I think so, 1700s. Yeah, well, we talked a little while ago about whether this is true nowadays. I think when we got to Shavuot Chol, whether smoking is anymore because it's dangerous. Right. But at least in the time of the Prima Garden, for sure it was. But the equivalent, whatever that would be nowadays. Sure. The who did I just see wrote using an article or a shir?
Yeah,
was
there
like,
was a,
what was
yeah.
it? The like the lowdown on getting high or something
whether
like
it's
that.
Permitted.
Yeah, I don't
know.
What?
Sounds like
it
was given title.
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember. I mean, I know it was at Bayit. Someone gave it a Bayit of Shavuos. Was holy. Oh, that's what it was. It was Regla. That's what I thought. Right. That was right. It was like the lowdown on getting high. Like, yeah, on marijuana. Yeah. Well, that was where I saw it, because Jenny brought me the whole thing. Yeah. It was at the Metacosmic Foundries. But also someone at Shul, right? But he called it holy smoke. I think that was what it was. And,
I mean, the Sadhana position is pretty clear. Always made them.
Yeah.
You know, that's just one step down from heroin, so it shouldn't be a problem. Heroin's allowed, so why wouldn't...
I don't even know what we're talking about, so I'll just leave it. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah, just look at Mishnah Berurah, Ber Halacha. So Mishnah Berurah Lamed says Heinu Shein Sarach Lo. So he says Lo Miboy Imin Lo Have Barasu Sarach Klal the Osir. Again, we take this middle position and we say if it's not for any need, it is Osir. Lukama Machal Poskim Ika Bezachiyuv Malka. Some say it's Osir Mita Raisa. Ela Filo Osir Zeilei Zitzarach Kol Maharis Asher Paru. Bizer Nosav Kevin Shem Miskaven Bezel Tzarach Yom Tov Ol Tzarach Gufo Klal Osir. And he takes this position like Shulchan Aruch that. You need a need, and it's not just any need, it has to be a need which can be classified as Litzarech Yom Tov. Achenim Osa is that Kavad Yom Tov, Pashat the Mutter, but we're lenient in terms of what counts as for Yom Tov. So if you're doing it for the honor of Yom Tov, it's Mutter without sort of any high level need, but it has to be Yom Tov oriented. Vigam Itzva Ika, Viavagav Shikvar Hidlik Nerish Al Brachach, Shozev Nerish Laharbos, or Beveso, Ika Simchaz Yom Tov, and even if you already have light, right? So it's not absolutely necessary. If you're lighting it not just to show off, but because you want it to be brighter in your house, that's fine. That's Simchas Yom Tov. V'dafka b'layt lo v'yom v'aday aser b'beiso. But he said that's only at night. During the day, it's absolutely pointless. I assume he means a day where you have windows and you can see in, right? Obviously, if it's dark, it's not worthless. Fine. V'myeish bris mila v'bayesh v'nogen l'hadlak neres mesavr damutr chozek kavod v'chiv v'mitzvah. And again, we have this kula that if you have a bris, so there was apparently a minog to light candles. He said, that's mutter. It's not so necessary. But again, this is the middle position, that lighting candles, havara is more mutter than other malachos. You need some justification, not a high-level justification. So if the minhag is to light candles, the chavara mitzvah, that's sufficient, and that's fine. He just makes it clear. He said, in shul, when we say it's mutter, we mean even during the day. Obviously, at night, when you need it to daven, it's mutter. That's no question. The chiddush is that we say, based on a pasuk, kivdu Hashem bi'urim, that having light, having candles, is honor to God, even when it's not necessary in shul. That's considered a legitimate need. And then he just knows, Achar Mincha, right? You're allowed to light it after Mincha. Obviously, before Mincha, it's Mutter because you're lighting it for Tefillah. Like we have, you know, you have the candle you turn on every time you daven. So fine. Yesh mitzvah, so mafinal ain't tarach la or, shori yam gadol, filochi mitzvah hadlik, mishum kapat besa knesses, mim kfar samach, achshil, bebezo, shor la hadlik, teret tarachu, lobo, so shai. He said, obviously, if it's almost dark, so then, even if Yontif is done in 5 minutes, if you can't see right now, So then it's mutter, right? That's obvious. So shal mashma fil ein sham adam v'sakneses shari mahaytaima is that the assumption, it sounds like in Shulchan Aruch, that when we say it's mutter in shul, we mean even if no one's there. That when we say that it's a covered for the shul to have a candle going, it means, like always. Utakim psilos avil ha menir shal shava l'tor chalayla osur degam tircha ba'alm osur mishu machana, and he said, why is it osur to clean the wicks? Because it's also to do anything to prepare for after Yontif, and therefore even just to put wax candles there to light after Yontif would be usher. Fine. The Ber Halacha says,
how would this apply to electricity then? Okay, we're talking about Ner Bakala, but based on what we've learned about electricity and everything else, it should be almost open shut case that we could just turn on light.
Well, not necessarily, because it might be Molid. Right, which might not be mutter.
Okay, but if we go by the concept that's havara,
right, meaning, but if it's havara, but if it's molid, right, so we already said molid is asr on yantif, right? That's why you can't light a new flame. So if you think it's molid, it'd be asr. If you think it's boneh, obviously it'd be asr. If you think it's makapate, it should be asr. If you think it's nothing, so then it's the okay. Same nothing on Shabbos and yantif, right, and presumably asr. If it's, you're right, only if it's havara, would that help us. But yes, that's, you know, but I feel like we've beaten that, you know, like to death. We haven't. We actually haven't only touched on it like 10 hours worth of time. But you know, that the number, you know, I literally gave like what, I don't know, 10 lines out of some of the Sephardi Tshuva rather than the 55 page article that I had been reading on it, which itself only cut out the main lines in all the Tshuva of the Sephardi post in the last 200 years. So, but yes, if it was havara, then it should be mutter. Presumably, unless you think it's a new flame, then it's molid also. The Ber Halacha just says, Ner Shal Batala, Ein Mishnah Brura, Ein Be'iri, Beit Sedaf Yud Beis. Shekotav, Ner Shal Batala, Kolomar Ner Shal Othano Seshal Oz, Zorach El Shenem Rotzen, Lamad Belo Ner, Afilu B'Shashem Yushenem. Said the Me'iri said, what is Ner Shal Batala? You're scared of the dark, right? You know, you have no need for it, but you're scared of the dark. You don't like having, you're going to sleep in the dark. That's Batala. Hatam, Dein Zorach Yom Tov Klal, that's just not Zorach Yom Tov. And the Ber Halacha says, no, that must be, it must be that you're not afraid of the dark, and you just want a light on for some reason. Good, what are you talking about? If someone's actually afraid of the dark, then presumably it's obviously mutter, right? If it's no worse than warming up, you know, water for your feet. And we allow different things for people who are scared. Veda to Magen Avram, maybe Bishim Rashal, the Olam in his Harn Benir Shalatal, Vishlam Mashi Ismachu, the Rambam Matir, Vaanilo, Taknuzim, Bishim Duro, Post Machmir, and Bazet. Magen Avram said that most people were actually make it like the Rambam and allowed Havara for any reason whatsoever. And so the Magen Avram actually does take the radical Kula position. Mishabura knows that the majority of Achronim, as we saw, the Prima Gadim, the Taz, say that's not true. We take the middle position of Rabbi Yerucham, that you need some Tzorech, and that's what he continues to say. Uchasveka di Yerushalmi, Ayn Barajba, Bechidusha, Vahaz HaKodesh, Verosh, Vetur, Verbein Yerucham, Vishabula Halekit, Vishim Rishai, Delahater, Abinir Shal Beit HaKnesset, Vegama Graz, Hishmet Kulazu, Alkarcha, and Lahakel Bozeh. Vida'o Diner Shal Yard Site, another example, a potential problem would be a yard site candle. The Ber Halacha says, what's the nafkamina to this? A yahrzeit candle, which has no practical Yom Tov needed, right? So he said, according to the Magen Avraham, it's mutter to light it on Yom Tov, because we paskin like the Rambam, that you're allowed to light a candle for no reason. But if you paskin like Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz, and Prima Gadim, and Rabbeinu Yerucham, that you need a justification, even if not as stringent requirements as other things, but you need a justification, then in fact a yahrzeit candle, qua yahrzeit candle, is usur. Or obviously you can light it before Yom Tov, you can't light it on Yom Tov.
What?
What?
What does that need?
Because what need is it? It doesn't serve any need.
It's not the light. Because people who have a dead relative.
Yeah, but as the postman said, too bad.
Yeah.
Right? That's like doing it to show off.
That's a great need for person.
But why a candle? Just because you decided that that's what you should do? Let's be dead. So it's a minhag.
Decided for generations that's what
you should do. And the Ber Halacha says that doesn't count, right? And that's what the Ber Halacha says.
If you're aware that in Rishut HaRabim on Shabbat, because it's so important to people.
You can do what?
A command.
Yeah, don't get me started on commands. But he said, right, he said that presumably doesn't count, right? If you think you need some sort of thing which qualifies ichshu as ochel nefesh.
But you actually need it.
Right?
Today.
What?
According to...
No, the yahrzeit candle... Yahrzeit candle in order to enable you to light another candle, right? Is not yahrzeit... That's just the candle, okay. Right? His point is yahrzeit candle, but what does he say? Therefore, what do you have to do? He says what you should do is to light it in the room where you're going to eat, right? Because then, right, you're using it for light, meaning what you need to do is, since you can't do it, you know, because we're machmir, that we paskin that, no, you actually need a ochel nefesh-esque need, that this isn't it. And therefore, he says, you should do it where you need it, but then he backs down, which says, v'shas etzchak, efshar. But then maybe it could be mutter. Why? Because exactly what everyone else yelled. He said, no. Right? Maybe if you wanted to push it, then you could say maybe it does fit the bill. But you see that shaila of where do you draw the line is exactly what he's struggling with. He said, if you take the more stringent positions, so then a yahrzeit candle, qua yahrzeit candle, doesn't count. If you're willing to be more loose, such as, you know, the Nershal Beis HaKnesses and things like that, and maybe expansions on that, so maybe it is Mutter v'shasat chak, he's willing to be mekel. L'chatchila, he thinks you should at least light it.
I can tell you some people will be very, very upset right through Yom Tov, they couldn't light their yahrzeit candle. You know, for men, it's different than for women. For men, when they have a yahrzeit, they go to shul, they have the liyam, they daven, they say kaddish, the whole story. The women, how much mass is there in a woman for a year? So how can she express herself? One of the big things women is to light that candle. I mean, it makes them feel that they're remembering. So you can see it has no effect.
Right, but that may not count. But his point is that if you mean ochel nefesh, that doesn't count. Right, that's not ochel nefesh. We've already said that psychological things like that don't count. Right, like
logical.
You know, showing off kind of osher and stuff like that. You know, his, you know, but on the other hand, right?
That's his final thing.
Well, that's his final thing, is maybe it's sort of chodavosa. But again, you see that this struggle is where do you draw that line, right? His lechatchila position is to take the more hard line positions and say you need something which is closer to ochel nefesh. His yesh lahatir is taking the more expansive positions that no, maybe Nair is different, and therefore we accept lower standards, and that's exactly what he's struggling with. Yeah. Sure. Fine. And then in the last paragraph, he says, Sharei bahadla kazo yesh mitzvah, hainu mishna bura, shapilu ein sham adam, v'homi mogen avram. And then in shul, you're allowed to have a candle going if no one's there, because that's a recognized need as the kavod of the shul. V'emes, af shekein muchach l'chorim brachos nun gimel, te'echad alecha chazna, said there's evidence for this in the Gemara. Right? Again, this is the Bar Halacha doing the same thing.
Right?
He's saying the Mogen Avram takes a more expansive position. He says there's no problem to light. So he allows lighting it even during the day, even when nobody's there. The Mishnah Berurah himself takes the more machmir positions, and therefore he's looking for more ochel nefesh-esque things. There was that, really? It's not during davening, it's during the day, it's not necessary, what's the point? And again, you see that same thing. The Bar Halacha is saying there's, you know, if you take the range, the Mogen Avraham goes Rambam-esque and is totally mekel. Shulchan Aruch takes a position somewhere in the middle, but you're not clear exactly in the middle, right? Does he really require ochel nefesh minus a tiny bit, or does he say, no, you need any tzorech? The Bar Halacha is more on, right, Mishnah Berurah's Bar Halacha is more on the side of almost ochel nefesh. Shulchan Aruch is understood by others, you know, maybe the Taz says, no, it's the, any tzorech, and that's really where he's negotiating.
What about the expansion of the definition of ochel nefesh?
Well, this might not help you during the day. Well, why would this help? As the Rashi points out, for shul, that doesn't help. We know that L'Shem Hashem doesn't help you, right? I mean, as we know from the Machloket by Ola and Nadava, L'Shem Hashem, it doesn't help.
And what about at night?
So at night, you can... No, at night, he says, obviously, Mutter, because you need to see. You think during
more,
the day?
More just see. I mean, you know, the more lights, the more Simchas Yontif.
Yeah, but he said that during the day, when you have windows, right, the candle doesn't add anything. So it's only kavod. Right? That, he said, the Magen Avraham is totally okay with that. Because the Magen Avraham, as we see, takes the more makil positions. The Mishnah Berurah himself, he's less comfortable. So again, even in the realm of Psak, you see the Magen Avraham is going the more expansive route. The Taz, slightly less expansive. The Mishnah Berurah, if he had his way, would be even more expansive. Would basically bring this not quite to the Ochel Nefesh standard of everything else, the Mitoch standard of everything else. Kanyaret, like half a step below that, but he really is looking for Ochel Nefesh-like justification. That's why he doesn't love the Yahrzeit candle. He doesn't love the candle in shul during the day. Again, he recognizes there are these more expansive positions, but he's not thrilled. And then he knows Ein Beis Yosef, Ver Shivei Rashba, Rashba. And he said, why is he hesitant? Because the Rashba and the Rash really are Aser. Mukhshaf, Yil B'yomu, B'shashem Shvam, V'ilachi, La Rash Ikamitzi. So the Rash is Mako. Aval, he said, even the Rash, the Rashba wasn't sure you could be Mako at all. The Rash is, but he said, Efter, the Myrish Yesh HaNashim, he said, maybe people are there. I'll call upon him, Shem, V'ika, Kavod Beis HaKnesset, Chen Mashma, Kunchu V'zor Ben Yushayim, Uva B'shivu Lea Leket, the Chavod Beis HaMedrash, Ugan Ken, Mishum Kavod Abriyos, he's telling you straight that he's almost at the Rashba, right? If it was really up to him, he might tell you that you need full Shavuot Chol Nefesh Mitoch standards, which is what the Rashba really wants. He's not going to go that far, but he's going to go one step below that. He said, I have a good compromise from the Ber Heitev. The Ber Heitev said, why don't you get a goy to do it? He said, he tried to justify having a goy do it and Shabbos after Mincha. And everyone yelled at him. He said, that's crazy because that's on Shabbos itself. Said, look, on Yom Tov it'll be mutter, right? It's definitely better on Yom Tov, so why would you do it on Shabbos? Because even according to me, that you want to be machmir, on Yom Tov, if you actually need it, it's obviously mutter. And he said, besides, you're going to say you're going to need it ben hashmashos, so do it ben hashmashos. Ben hashmashos, we allow mir lenachri. Mitzvah, etc. But I don't like that either. My mitzvah So la halacha, what you see is that you have the range, right? You had the Rashba who basically said we treat hadlaka like anything else, and therefore you require full mitoch. You require that it be almost ochel nefesh like, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Rashba, if they had their way, would paskin that way. But they both sort of swallow that and take it one step down and say Havara is slightly different than everything else. You need a tzorech, not quite ochel nefesh, but close to it. And that's why, if he could, he would be machmir shul during the day. If he could, he'd be machmir on a yahrzeit candle. The Taz, Prima Gadim, take it one step down. They say, no, you need a tzorech, but it's pretty expansive what a tzorech is. Therefore, a shul, at any time, day, nobody's there, at least for Havara, which is unique, that's mutter. And then you have the Magen Avraham who says, now we paskin straight Rambam, that Havara needs basically no justification at all, and therefore do whatever you want, and it doesn't matter. So that's the range of halacha. So you see that those same positions that we discussed in the theoretical, even the postkin, they're still grappling with that range of positions. Okay.